I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Amazing FBA. This is a show about Amazon product management in the States. Today we're talking to Jenna Lieber from Turnkey Product Management. They help brands grow on and off Amazon. We're going to talk about the Amazon piece today. So Jenna, first of all, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Coming to us live from Orange County. Obviously won't be live when people are listening, but I think we're talking some evergreen strategies today, having dealt with the COVID thing in the last episode. And do check that out. It's worth thinking that through. But this should be more evergreen, I hope. Growth strategies is what we're talking about today. So what is the first thing to do when you want to grow your Amazon account?
To me, the first thing you need to do when you're growing an Amazon account is you need to start planning, right? You need to build those foundational blocks in order to make sure you're doing the necessary things to grow your business. And that really does start from the basics, which I'm sure people get irritated hearing, but building the basics, setting down that foundation is so crucial when it comes to your Amazon growth.
Okay, so the obvious question is then what would you need to do that? And what would you define as the basics? What are the basic elements that you would put in place?
As far as the basic elements, one thing is in the Amazon space, what we've seen is a lot of people are solo, right? They're single entrepreneurs. Maybe they have a few VAs, different things like that. And when you're in that situation, when you don't have a team around you, it's really hard to stay accountable, right? It's really hard to keep pushing yourself. It's really hard to make sure you're getting the things done necessary. So what our team does is we like to implement internally and also with our coaching clients, we like to implement a few things to hold yourself accountable and make sure you are trying out new strategies. So one thing we do is we implement a promotional plan where every single month we are going to plan out the different promotions and strategies we are going to use. And one that obviously makes sure you have a plan, right? So you're not last minute putting together different promotions or anything like that. But in addition, it gives you a time to sit down, plan out your month, which forces you to try new things, to push the envelope. Because the reality is, when it comes to being successful on Amazon, you can't just run one promotion, one run ranking strategy, one review strategy, and boom, you're done. You're set for life. That's not the case with Amazon. It's always moving, always changing, and you have to be changing with it. And that's why you have to sit down and plan those different things out.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think a lot of the time it's very easy to fixate on the next shiny object and do that thing. And that thing kind of only is the danger. I mean, adding it on is completely different from switching from one thing to the other. So promotional calendar is pretty traditional way of doing business, and especially marketing. So it makes sense that you should integrate it to an Amazon business. But I have to say also that this is the first time I've heard somebody really talking much about doing that as well, which is kind of strange. So that's an obviously good thing to do. What about the management of all these processes? Because there's a lot that goes on. It can easily get a bit chaotic. And it's particularly if you're a solopreneur, what are your solutions to handling that?
Right. So internally, our team actually uses Asana, but there's other programs very similar like it. Like I think one's called Monday. I've heard of one called Trello. So many system softwares out there that I would recommend definitely investing in. So our team uses Asana, and then we also use Basecamp to communicate with our clients. So basically what this does is you're able to create different tasks for yourself to, again, hold yourself accountable, remind yourself to get X, Y, and Z done, because getting these little things done, executing these different strategies and putting time into it really is going to be a difference maker in your business. So one really great example would be we have an annual task around usually, now again, Prime Day moved, but usually we get a task every May which we'll say, okay, Prime Day is coming up, July, let's start planning for it. So we have an annual task the first week of May every single year to start planning for that Prime Day. So that's one really great example. But having systems in place also just gives you the opportunity to grow your team, right? Because you can start to delegate, you can start to give them different tasks. So it's really just puts you in a position to grow your team as well.
That does make a lot of sense, because I think in the end, there's a classic management dictum, which I think Bill Gates was one of the people that mentioned, which is if you have a system or a person, or a team and you have a chaotic process, you just amplify chaos. And it's only when you have an orderly process that you amplify order. So I think you're right. The first thing is get that clarity. And the interesting thing about the promotional calendar, just thinking about that, is obviously Amazon's very geared to a very seasonal and sort of calendar-led thing. I always particularly think American sort of popular and shopping culture is very, very dominated by particular days as well. Like even Christmas is kind of an American invention and obviously isn't. But I mean, I think the way it's been commercialized is, I mean, that even the color of Father Christmas is clothes. Apparently it was green until 1930 something when Coke changed it. So it is very much built into people's awareness by marketing machines out there. So I think that whole thing of having certain days and a calendar approach to marketing physical products particularly makes a lot of sense. And something that comes up every so often is a good idea, and then people generally just ignore it. So what's the process to get there from all these good ideas, which obviously makes sense? As soon as you say it, I'm like, duh, of course I should be doing that, but I don't personally, I have to admit. What's the process of getting from where most people are to start with to this beautifully organized machine that you've been talking about?
I think it's just finding the time to sit down and get it done. As far as building out your systems, it's just taking the time, understanding how important it is to grow out your systems. Now, as far as building out a promotional calendar, what to include in that, what you should be including in that is I would recommend using what Amazon gives you. So one really great example is lightning deals. That's something that not many people are paying attention to, but it is something that Amazon's offering. Another really great example is Amazon came out with a strategy, a request a review button within each order where you can request a review. So paying attention to just what is going on Amazon can really be the difference maker in promotional planning and making sure you are getting different things done.
That's true. I mean, I think a lot of the most successful sellers I know are very, very geared to doing that and share it with people in masterminds or whatever Facebook communities. And what's good about that is that people who know what they're doing sharing it is a lot different from the random speculation that goes around all the free Facebook groups where you got people just speculating wildly about whether something's useful or not. What's great to know is I ran lightning deals and it really sucks, don't do that. Or the request a review button is really helpful. And most of the time there's a downside that you don't know about. So that's when having a coach or somebody experienced is really helpful. So what would you say out of the latest stuff that Amazon is offering?
I think out of all the new tools, I really like the request a review button. I think that is an awesome way, because one thing to consider is, I believe it was last Christmas around that time, Amazon let people opt out of autoresponders. You got limited on autoresponders where you weren't allowed to send as many. There's certain rules now on what you can say in autoresponders that's super strict. So request a review is just a really great way around that, where request a review is getting sent out to everybody. It is just a really, really strong strategy. I would also just say paying attention to just what's going on. So obviously we've been talking about it. Amazon Prime Day has moved, but one interesting thing is Amazon is coming out. I don't know what to call this sale. I think Amazon's calling it a summer sale, but I like to call it a secret sale because they're not advertising or anything like that, but it's going to be June 22nd because I think Prime Day is delayed. So I think that's why they're bringing the sale in, but just paying attention and making sure you're taking advantage of those different opportunities, I think is also just my favorite strategy in general. And then obviously PPC, they're coming out with a ton of really cool things. They've really built it up, which is really exciting, just different opportunities there as well.
Yes, there's a lot to talk about the PPC thing, but coming back to the Prime Day, again, it kind of comes back to your promotional calendar point. Mm-hmm. And I think also when a huge company makes a big thing, for example, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, those aren't things that existed 10 years ago or even seven. I don't know how long it's been, but yeah, Prime Day is now a thing. So if Amazon's creating another thing, like a summer sale is now a thing suddenly, then we might as well jump on it because there's bound to be a huge promotional push by one of the world's richest companies, right? So we might as well build on that. Absolutely. So tell me about the PPC thing. Obviously, a lot of things have come on recently. Sponsored brands, famously, the biggest innovation, video ads are coming around. What are the sorts of things there that you think are actually shaking out to be really useful to your clients?
Honestly, video ads, they're crushing it. They are such fun ads. It's a really great way to express yourself in general. So honestly, sponsored brand video ads have been really, really powerful. In addition to that, just trying out new ads. So one thing I will say, I mean, we're working across a ton of different categories right now. So one thing I will say is it's not every ad is a slam dunk for each category. And it's really important to try out the different ads, on your category, on your product, because it is going to be different from every single thing. So if you watch YouTube and someone's like, oh my gosh, sponsored brand video ads is the best thing ever, but maybe it doesn't work for you. And it could be just your product. Maybe the reality is that some products are sexier than others, right? So there is a possibility that maybe yours just doesn't do well with video or different things like that. So it is important to try things out, I think, is the best advice I can give people for PPC, and make sure you're also truly testing it. So sponsored brands are a really great opportunity because you can truly split test. You can have different images in there, different ad copy, different things like that. So again, split test, I think, is super important, and trying new things out that when they come out. Like my team's been telling me a little bit about a new ad that's coming out called Custom Images, which is in beta. So there is a possibility maybe you're not seeing it in your platform, but basically it's a display ad for mobile specifically. So again, just as these things pop up, as you see these beta programs pop up, give them a shot. Obviously, regulate them closely, right? Because we know how PPC can get sometimes and get a little out of control. Regulate them, try them out, see what works best for your brand.
I like it. That does make sense to me as well. I think that's one of those things that there are two dangers that strike me. One is just doing the same old, which is not a bad week-to-week strategy, but if you do it for many months, you're going to get behind the curve and your competitors will get ahead of you. The other one is shiny object syndrome, where you abandon everything you've ever done. And I guess the solution is, as you say, to do it in an orderly way, to add it onto your marketing stack, to keep an eye on the figures, and then to maybe accept that it isn't right for your particular category or even brand. But yeah, you've got to try stuff out. And I think the regulating things closely enables you to be more fearless in your testing of new stuff, right? Just on that, because we're going to move on to another episode in big brand building picture in a minute. But when it comes to dealing with the multitude of new products, in terms of when I say product, I mean sort of digital offering from Amazon, do you have a sort of generalized approach to how to strategically add this on rather than getting distracted and getting confused?
One thing I would say is that this is kind of where Asana can come into play, where maybe you just have a task that comes up that says, hey, check out new sponsor brand offerings. Maybe that's once a month thing that just pops up and you can check it out, read about it, learn about it. There's blogs always about this stuff. There's videos out there. I know you guys provide that. We provide that. So first of all, read up on it. But I always say keep a short leash on these different things, right? Like, for example, one thing we're not seeing be super successful is those different product display ads within actual Seller Central. And it's, again, it's just having a short leash saying, okay, you know what, this isn't working. But just because you're trying new things doesn't mean you stop doing what's working, is, I guess, the one really important thing. So I agree with what you're saying, where it's some people get really excited about these new opportunities and maybe abandon what was working. And you shouldn't be doing that. You should just have almost a monthly budget allocated to try out different opportunities, is really what I would suggest. And again, keep a short leash on it. If it's not working, it's okay. You still have what was working, is the idea.
That's great. So add rather than pivot over, unless, of course, you get a massive success. But having a sort of monthly research budget is a very, very wise idea. And again, I don't really consciously hear people allocating budgets in that way. I think entrepreneurs tend not to be very disciplined in that way. Have you got any sort of tips on budgeting management?
Man, that's a tough one. At the end of the day, everyone is very different. So another thing to consider is when we allocate different budgets to this, it's usually pretty minimal. It's tough, like as far as like percentage, how much should you put towards it? But it's really at your comfort. I would also just say set how profitable you want these ads to be. And that's going to be different for everybody, right? Because we all have different margins, different COGS, different opportunities. So I would say set rules for yourself. So if that means I'm going to spend X, that's great. But you can also do it from an ACoS perspective, where you can say, okay, I don't care how much I spend towards this, but I want to be profitable, so I need to be hitting this ACoS. So not necessarily how should I budget myself ad spend wise, but I would say set rules for yourself internally. What margins, what ACoS you want to be hitting would be my best advice.
Excellent. That's really good advice. And what I like about that, it's just a healthy thing to have as a question on anything you do. Do we have company-wide minimum ROIs? I mean, I think famously of Amazon, I think they've got a project thing. When Brad Moss used to work for them, when I've spoken to him about it, and he said back in the day, and it's probably bigger now, is if a project didn't have the capability or the potential rather of making at least $50 million in revenue, you weren't even allowed to start it, which is kind of crazy, but that's a certain, okay, it's a huge company, but even so, that's a certain sort of approach to things. And you may have a sort of thing yourself like that, and you may be pushing for a certain ROI or a certain over of cash. Or I guess the other thing you can do is time box it, right? You can say, I'm going to give this 3 months and I'm going to shut it down if it's not good. So excellent. Lots of good common sense there. And I think what's interesting is that in your position where you manage stuff for other people a lot of the time, that it forces you to be a bit more objective about it because you have to plan this stuff through anyway. The trouble with being a solopreneur on Amazon is just because you can doesn't mean you should. You can get your finger hovering over the click set campaign going with $50 a day or whatever. It's very easy to do stuff. And that boring old planning bit is the bit that you probably need, which is when a coach is really helpful as well, right? Talking of which, I know you guys have got a resources page. If people want to work with you, how do they get hold of you and what sort of stuff can you offer?
So you can head to turnkeyproductmanagement.com/resource, where basically right there, you can go ahead and reach out to us if you want to hear just about our different opportunities. We offer full service management. We also offer coaching as well, where we'll meet you where you're at in your Amazon business and help you on specific pain points. We also offer content for you guys. So keeping up with what's new on Amazon so you can implement it into your promotional calendar. We also are on Facebook, where you can join our Facebook page, or also our private Facebook group, where you can address certain pain points with our members of the group.
Excellent. Well, lots and lots of ways to get help. So if people want to check it out, amazingfba.com/turnkey or turnkeyproductmanagement.com/resource, either would work very well. So Jenna, very many, many thanks for sharing those great tips.
Thanks for having me.
Today's episode is sponsored by the new e-commerce podcast, The E-commerce Leader. The podcast is hosted by myself and Jason Miles, multi-million dollar Shopify owner and Udemy's highest rated e-commerce instructor. If you own a thriving online business and want to be the best leader you can, it's got your name on it. For free guides and mini courses on many e-commerce topics, go to theecommerceleader.com.